Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The most disturbing call that can go out on a police radio was broadcast early today, officer in need of assistance. And with that, the cavalry flooded the corner of 130th Street and 133rd Avenue for what would become a standoff with a guy barricaded in a house. And the distressed officer, the wife of the guy locked in the house with the gun. Oh, they had a big mess going on in that neighborhood today, and 1010 Wins was there. Reporter Carol DiOria leading our broadcast this afternoon from South Richmond Hill.
It was a domestic problem between the off-duty officer and her husband that developed into a barricaded shooting incident. Chief of Department Rodney Harrison said the officer called 911 for help. The emergency services unit arrived, and Chief Harrison says the suspect fired at them, but no one was injured.
During the standoff between the suspect and the police, the female involved was able to jump out of the second floor window. The male then shot in the direction of the female and the uniform ESU personnel.
The wife, the off-duty cop, injured her leg in the fall. Chief Harrison says in the end, the hostage negotiating team and the suspect's brother worked together to talk the suspect into surrendering. Carol DiOria, 1010 Wins in South Richmond Hill,
and
Queens.
And no word on what led to that standoff. Up in the Bronx, a mugging victim put up a good fight, which police don't recommend, but in the end, the mugger beat him up pretty bad and made off with his bag. Cops say just after 10 o'clock Saturday night, suspect approached the 30-year-old guy on a train pulling into the Freeman Street Station in Cortona Park East. Say the crook swiped a bag from the victim and jumped off the train. Well, the victim jumped off too and went after this guy. Got into a shouting match and then a scuffle where the 30-year-old suffered facial fractures. They took him to St. Barnabas, where he's in stable condition now. The suspect last seen wearing a sports jersey with the number 23 on it, a white athletic t-shirt, black jeans and white sneaks. If any of this jogs your memory, when family, they want you to call Crime Stoppers. There's also video of him on our website at 1010wins.com. Out at Rikers, boy, did they get an eyeful. A group of lawmakers toured the jail today and walked out of there looking like they saw a ghost, saying, I know they're all allegedly, criminals or whatever, or broke the law, but they're not animals. The conditions apparently hideous. Here's Juliet Papa.
Public advocate Jemani Williams witnessed the attempted suicide on Rikers Island.
And I wish I could tell you that that was the worst thing that we saw. We saw a jail that was all but dysfunctional.
He says no one on either side of the bars is safe. As he called for immediate action, Mayor de Blasio announced emergency measures to include transferring or releasing defendants charged with nonviolent crimes.
There are areas in Rikers that need immediate work, broken doors, there's cleaning that needs to be done.
The mayor wants courts to start addressing 500 cases at a time, as 1,500 inmates have spent more than a year in the facility. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins News.
I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that one, folks.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.